Today, permit me to do something just a little different from my normal. I am simply going to read from two historical documents. The first one being the most recent, and the earliest one, the second one, to be the commentary on the first. And I quote, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." And concludes, "And for the support of this declaration, with firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor." And the second, "Beloved, I urge you as aliens and strangers to abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. Keep your behavior excellent among the non-Christians, so that in the thing which they slander you as evildoers, they may, because of your good deeds, as they observe them, glorify God in the day of visitation. Submit yourselves, for the Lord's sake, to every human institution, whether to a king as one in authority, or to governors as sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and the praise of those who do right. For such is the will of God, that by doing right you may silence the ignorance of foolish men. Act as free men, and do not use your freedom as a covering for evil, but use it as bond slaves for God. Honor all men. Love the brotherhood. Fear God, honor the king. Employees, be submissive to your employers with all respect, not only to those who are good and gentle, but also to those who are unreasonable. For this finds favor if, for your sake of conscience towards God, a person bears up under sorrows when suffering unjustly. For what credit is there if, when you sin and are harshly treated, you endure it with patience? But if when you do what is right and suffer for it, you patiently endure it, this finds favor with God. For you have been called for this purpose, since Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example for you to follow in his steps, who committed no sin, nor was any deceit found in his mouth. And while being reviled, he did not revile in return. While suffering, he uttered no threats, but kept entrusting himself to him who judges righteously. And he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. For by his wounds we are healed, for you are continually straying like sheep, but now have returned to the shepherd and the guardian of your souls." 1 Peter 2:11-25. Father, we come before you in a place that has been blessed with many blessings, in a country that has its faults, but Father also has its benefits. And we come on a day that is special to our country, but we come on a day that is special to us as children of yours. We come today to remember an event far greater than anything that has ever taken place in our country. We come to remember a price that was paid far beyond any other. We come to remember the one whose love exceeds it all. And so, Father, as we partake this day, as we remember the body of Jesus, as we partake of this bread, and as we remember the blood that was shed in payment for our sins, as we partake of the cup, may we glorify Christ in all things. And by doing so, may we glorify you in all your wisdom and knowledge and love and compassion and the providence that you have given to us. For it's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.